is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Julie. I am actually sending this message from Germany. And this story isn't actually about myself. It's about my mother. And as long as I can remember, she had always had some weird things happening to her. And since she was born, actually, the first story is when she was born, my grandmother told me she was terrified about the baby. She thought my mother looked so scary. She couldn't even look at her. And at night, she had the cradle by the bed. And she said she was so afraid of her that she would sleep with her back to my mom. There was a tiny baby, which is very mean. But she said my mom had like very deep eyes, as if like when you have like really huge black circles, which is not normal for a newborn child, as long as I know. And my grandmother said that she was very skinny too and looked like a very, very unhealthy baby. And she said that she tried to get her to be healthier, give her more food to see if she would like gain some weight, but nothing seemed to help. And one day she decided to bring my mother to this like mystical lady, like that deal with spirits. I am Brazilian, so it is a bit common to have these things happening, especially back when my grandmother was young. So my grandmother lied to my grandfather. She said she would go to the doctor or something with my mother, and brought her to this lady. And the lady said that there was a spirit attached to my mother, because my grandmother's sister passed away before my grandmother had the child. And she had asked for Virgin Mary for my grandmother to have a safe birth. So, not birth, yeah, my grandmother, my mother, well, my mother was supposed to be born healthy. And if that happened, she would light a candle for Virgin Mary. But she died before my grandmother had the baby. So this thing was still in debt, you know, she still owed the candle. So my grandmother lit the candle, and in less than a week my mother was a healthy baby. My grandmother told me she looked normal, she didn't look like unhealthy or scary anymore. And I think this is a very, very creepy story, because my grandmother was afraid of her own child. Actually, this is the first story I remember from my mother, but there were many stories, like she was seeing people around the house. She saw my stepfather's mother, which she didn't meet, in our kitchen. She saw a little kid around her house. She saw a man in the garage of an apartment we lived. She saw an old man in the apartment we lived, which we discovered afterwards. An old man really passed away in that apartment. And it is a gift she doesn't like at all. She's very, very afraid of it. And there are some very creepy stories that she told me, and I plan on sending them later for you, because there are quite a few. But I hope you enjoy this. I really, really like the show. I actually discovered the show when I lived in Dublin, and it was back around April, so it was, you are like my buddies of cycling around the city, so I had a great time. Keep up with the good work. I really love the show. Thanks, bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.